If you love me, you will obey what I command. Jesus said this sentence to his disciples on the night before he went to the cross. If you love me, then you will obey what I command. Jesus draws a tight connection between our love for him and our obedience to him. And this is going to be a theme we're going to see again and again in the farewell teachings that we're studying together this summer, chapters 14, 15, and 16 of the Gospel of John. In fact, Jesus connects love and obedience 5 times in this chapter alone. We'll see that over the next few weeks. Real love and true obedience are intimately connected, which might be surprising until you think about it a little. We tend to connect obedience to duty or to fear, right? We obey an authority just because they're an authority or because we're afraid of them. But that's not the only reason why we might obey, is it? Employees might obey the boss because they love the company. Citizens might obey the government because they love their country. Children don't just obey mom and dad because they might get spanked. Children might obey because they love their parents. Children might obey because they know that they are loved first. And the focus in this Gospel of John up to this point has been to demonstrate how much God loves us, right? We just sang it. God so loved, right? Us. This very night, the Lord Jesus has gotten up from the table where they're having their Passover meal, the forerunner to our communion table. And he's shown them the full extent of his love. He's kneeled down behind each of them and washed their dirty, stinky feet. Jesus has been comforting their troubled hearts even as he's told them that he's going away. He's told them about his Father's spacious house and how to get there. He's just promised to answer their prayers about anything and whatever. Remember last week? Anything and whatever when prayed in Jesus' name. And he's just about to promise them the gift of the Holy Spirit to take up his place in their lives. Jesus loved these disciples, and they will know that, and they will love him back. And that love, what will that love look like? It will look like obedience. If you love me, you will obey what I command. As I thought about this one sentence this week, I thought how appropriate it would be for our challenge crew to hear this morning as they come down from the mountain. Because they've been learning all week about what Jesus commands for his followers, the Sermon on the Mount. We heard a little bit of that from them this morning about what they learned. The Lord Jesus wants his followers, who love him, to live differently from the world as citizens of his kingdom, obeying what he commands. We as a church family studied the Sermon on the Mount together here the first half of 2018. And I have a couple pages of reminding you what's in it. I'm going to skip that because they've shared that with us this morning. Jesus invites us to live as citizens of his upside down, inside out, countercultural, counterintuitive kingdom of heaven. That's what our group heard about this week at Challenge. That's what Jesus commands us. The question is, will we obey? Do we trust him? Do we love him? Will we actually do what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount? If you love me, you will obey what I command. If you don't, you won't. And if you don't, your life will ultimately crash. At the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told that story of the two builders, the wise and the foolish builder. It was on that last video that they just shared. I think the last speaker on Friday night at Challenge talked about this story. It's in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice," what does that sound like? "If you love me, you'll do what I command." The person who does that is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But, Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine, the commands of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. I love that story. Jesus knows how to tell a story, doesn't he? And I love singing about that story with little kids, right? The wise man built his house upon... I can't tell the story without singing it. We're going to have to sing it today in Snack and Yak. If you're coming back to Snack and Yak, we're going to sing that song together today. That story sounds a lot like what we're fixing to learn here at Family Bible Week with Breaker Rock Beach, right? It's beginning to look a lot like Family Bible Week around here. I grabbed my seashell as I came in to remind myself to pray for Family Bible Week the next 2 weeks. The idea of Family Bible Week this year is that we live in a world of sifting sands, but God's truth is a solid rock that can be trusted for us to build our lives upon. We can and must obey what Jesus commands. If we love him, we'll do what he commands. Now, the trick question I always ask when teaching on the two builders is this: which house gets hit by the storm? Is it the wise man's house or the foolish man's house? Which one gets hit by the storm? Both. That's right. It's a trick question. I told you it was. Both houses probably look great, right? In fact, the house built on the sand might have looked better because they didn't have to waste time and resources with all that digging. But when the storm hit, and it's going to hit, you could see which builder was wise and which one was a fool. Jesus forces us to choose. Are you going to obey my commands or not? Are you going to build your life on my teachings or not? Do you love me or don't you? Now that means change. And change can be really hard. When you're on top of the mountain, like being at Challenge, or even like being here at church, it kind of seems easy. Well, yeah, I'll do that. But when you come down from the mountain, that's when reality hits. That's when the storm comes. And that's when you have to ask yourself the question, do I love Jesus? Do I really trust him? Do I really know that he loves me? And if I do, then I'll obey what he commands. The last few weeks, I've had some really great conversations with a number of different folks about following Jesus. Sadly, a couple people I talked to turned away from following Jesus when they heard what he was asking them to do. Ooh, I don't know if I want to do that. Some others I talked to turned towards him. How about you? What is King Jesus asking you to change right now so that you are obeying his commands? Living as a citizen of his upside-down, inside-out, countercultural, counterintuitive kingdom of heaven. We've heard from the Challenge crew. What about the rest of us? Jesus is saying to us today, if you love me, you will obey what I command.